if you know what to look for, well, and you look at things now, there is no doubt that we have mass hypnosis. Hi there, and welcome to the woods. Welcome to my channel, and thanks for clicking on that thumbnail. My name is Björn, by the way. I usually forget to mention that, but my name is Björn and I am a full-time novelist living in Norway. Now, before I became a full-time novelist, I worked as a hypnotherapist. And I haven't talked about this before, but in this video I'm going to explain a little bit about what's going on now, because we are actually seeing something called mass hypnosis. And I'm going to get into that in a few seconds, but before I do that, please consider subscribing to this channel and also hit that bell and choose all notifications. In that way you will make sure that YouTube will notify you when I upload new videos. Now, first of all, I would like to say that hypnosis and hypnotherapy is nothing like what you see in the movies. It's not like that at all. There is no mystery to it. There is no magic to it. It's just, it's a form of therapy, okay? And I cannot make anyone do or say something that they don't want to do or don't want to say. You don't take control over people's minds. It doesn't work that way. That is actually impossible to do. Now, there might be people who would disagree, but I am telling you this as someone who has worked with hundreds of people, and I've helped hundreds of people as a hypnotherapist. Now, I cannot get into details here on every aspect to what's going on now with the craziness that we're seeing. And I'm using craziness here not in the not as a clinical term, but just because it makes me upset, to be honest with you, when I see what's going on. But I will mention the key elements in mass hypnosis, and I think you will be able to recognize this easily. So I just told you that I cannot, as a hypnotherapist, make anyone do or say something that they don't want to do or don't want to say. And the reason for that is that as a hypnotherapist, you work with one person sitting there, right? And it's a, I usually said, this is teamwork, right? And we will be using some mental techniques and work together to solve this issue. And I typically worked with athletes to help them visualize. I also worked with people to help them quit smoking. And I helped people with certain addictions, for instance, overeating. So it was always working with one person, or in a few cases two. But in such a setting, you cannot make anyone, you cannot take control of the patient's mind. That's impossible. That's not how it works. So for instance, I cannot hypnotize you through the screen, you know, that's it always makes me laugh when I see that in the movies and so on, because you can't do that. That's impossible. But there's an exception, and a very important one. When you have a group of people something kind of strange happens within that group, so that a suggestion, and I will get back to what that means, will self-reinforce within that group. And that's how you get mass hypnosis to start with. Now, I will talk about three key elements. Suggestion, as I just mentioned, repetition, and emotion. So, let's look at suggestion. If I say there's a pig flying in the sky, right? You visualize that. You have to. Of course, we know that there are no pigs flying in the sky. But you have to visualize that. Now, let me give you another example. This virus will kill us all. Okay. Have you heard variants of that statement a lot lately? What if I said, I don't think this virus will kill us all. It's the opposite, right? But here comes the interesting part. Your subconscious mind, and I'm not making this up, please stay with me here. Your subconscious mind will not relate to anything else than that image of this virus killing us all. So it really doesn't matter much to your subconscious mind whether I say this virus will kill us all or I don't think this virus will kill us all. Because it's the image, it's the idea of that happening that gets the attention of your subconscious. I can't get into details on how the subconscious mind works. And it's not like you have the subconscious and the conscious and they are separated. It's a way to understand how the mind works, okay? But I will say this, we make most of our choices with our subconscious mind, not our conscious mind. That explains why, for instance, you will eat unhealthy things sometimes. Well, if you've made that choice with your conscious mind, you would never eat anything unhealthy, right? You would only go for the healthy food, right? The next part of how mass hypnosis or hypnosis in general happens is repetition. Now, repetition is powerful, and we all know this, okay? If someone tells you every day, and this is just an example, if someone, let's say a colleague, imagine if a colleague at your workplace, when you arrive at your workplace, that colleague says, you don't have a cold today, do you? Or, you don't look, you look good, you don't have a cold. Or he or she might say, are you sure you don't have a cold today? Every day, every morning, that person tells you that you have or you haven't got a cold, right? That repetition of that suggestion will probably make you feel like you have a cold constantly after a while, because there is such immense power in repetition. That's why we repeat things to learn them, right? Now, add to this emotion, right? Human beings are emotional creatures, and some people like to deny that, and some people say that, well, I'm not that emotional. But we really are. You know, some people can hide that, but we, deep down, we are emotional creatures and we act out of those emotions. And And this is where people, you know, they will write in the comment section, no, it's not like that, I'm not like that. But yeah, okay. most of us, or I would say, well, we know that everyone is very emotional. We are emotional, and that's why you use emotion to manipulate people, okay? So if you add to the suggestion and the repetition emotion, you get results, okay? So love, hate, passion, disgust, these very primal emotions are the strongest, and people want to say that they are more advanced than that, but we really are not, okay? So again, an example from our this insane world we're living in right now. People who haven't had the thing in the shoulder, the injection, are causing people, you know, causing other people to die, okay? That's a statement that we hear. We hear variants of that on a daily basis. That creates hatred. And I say it's almost like that's the intention. I don't know. But sometimes it feels like that's the intention, because you add to the suggestion of everyone getting this illness, you add to that the repetition, and then a very strong emotion, which is hatred, you get what we see every day. There's another aspect to this as well, and I like to call that the simple solution. So you need to present to your patient a solution. By that I mean an alternative to, for instance, what they need, want to stop. For instance, if someone wants to stop drinking sugary sodas, right? Now I'm a little bit guilty there. I like those, but some people want to stop drinking sugary sodas. So I would say, what about drinking a glass of water instead? Would that be a good alternative? And they will say, yes, that's much better. So that's the alternative. It's a simple alternative. So you work with the patient and the hypnotherapist work through hypnosis, and in hypnosis you will present the alternative or the solution, drinking a glass of water. Keep in mind that if I said to the patient, you will no longer drink sugary sodas, the patient's subconscious mind would only catch that little part there, sugary sodas. So you would actually reinforce the need for sugary sodas. So you need to instead present an alternative. Have a glass of water. We see the same in mass hypnosis, and it's very easy to see what's going on and which solution, so to speak, that is being presented to us constantly. So we have a disease, an illness, sorry. And there's a simple solution presented on a daily basis, and it's an immense push. Now they're trying to force this upon people as well. And I can't use the word here on YouTube or on social media in general, I think. But it's the thing, the poke in the shoulder, right? The mystery juice. So what happens when you have these mechanisms happening within a group? The simple answer is then you don't need a hypnotherapist. You don't need anyone else, because you only need to plant that seed, and the group will reinforce that forever. Very old cars, didn't they have a wheel that you had to go, you had to go like this in the front of the car to get the wheel spinning, and then it kept spinning, right? It's the same here, because the group's individual, the members of the group will reinforce the suggestions, they will reinforce the repetition, and also they will keep adding or strengthening the emotions linked to the whole thing. That's why mass hypnosis is so effective. That's why it's been used by authoritarian regimes up through history. That's why it's such a dangerous thing as well. And we are seeing that happening now. We are seeing people leaving objectiveness and sense and reason completely, and they are totally consumed by this mass hypnosis going on in their group. Now, when I say group, the group can be your friends, it can be, now in this so-called modern age, it can be, you know, your echo chamber on Facebook. And again, when I say echo chamber, it's like I'm talking not about you, but about the people out there, okay? We know how this works with social media, especially Facebook and so on. Which is a topic in itself, by the way. But I won't get too much into that in this video. So this mass hypnosis is certainly something that we are seeing now. It's happening now in front of our eyes. And you know, you could actually also view whole nations as a group, and a people as a group, and you can observe the mass hypnosis going on there. If you know what to look for, well, and you look at things now, there is no doubt that we have mass hypnosis going on, concerning especially a certain pandemic. And when I say that word, it's I need to be careful here on YouTube, but it's so that you will know what I'm talking about, okay? Now, the big question, I guess, is, for instance, our government, is it like our governments are doing this on purpose? I will not answer that question in this video. But the simple truth there is that I don't think it matters much if it's on purpose or not, because the main thing is that it is happening. And up through history, what we have seen is that when you have mass hypnosis going on, the outcome will not be good, okay? It's a dangerous thing. It leads to cruelty. It leads to persecution. It leads to all sorts of disgusting and evil acts. I don't have all the answers to how we can make this stop. Maybe we can't, maybe it's too late, but I do know that we should all get out of that thing there, distance ourselves from that. And we can do that by switching off the mainstream media. We can do that by taking a walk in the woods, staying healthy, and first and foremost, focusing on positive aspects of our lives. Some people will not do that. Some people will refuse to snap out of it. And some people will just stay in that hypnosis because they find it pleasant and safe. I have noticed that some people call this mass psychosis, which is not the same. That's something completely different. So I won't get into that. I chose to talk about mass hypnosis because, as I said, I did work as a hypnotherapist for a few years, before I became a full-time novelist. So this is something, I actually know what I'm talking about here. there are people waking up, and they just every morning they get into a state of hypnosis, and that happens through their smartphone. If you think about it, you wake up, look at your smartphone. You focus on a narrow little image, right? That's also a technique that you use to help people get into a state of hypnosis, by the way. And they focus on that, and there it says cases, virus, and all those words, And I almost did it now. I won't get into the mannerisms of hypnosis in this video, but straight into hypnosis there, before you even get out of bed. That's not a good thing, that's not a good thing. That's what I wanted to say about mass hypnosis. There are lots more to say about it, but I think I've talked for a long time already. If you're not already a subscriber to this channel, please consider subscribing. It really helps the channel if you do that. Apart from that, stay safe out there, stay strong. If you feel that they're trying to put you under hypnosis, then just snap out of it, get out of that bubble, get out of it, that mess. Spend some time out in nature, spend some time with some good friends, good people, stay healthy, eat healthy, exercise. Just take the control back of your life and have a good life, That's all for now.